Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. I'm from the fraud department. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is Diane Drummond, Drummond. Two charges appeared on my account for $64.49 and $64.99 on the 5th of May. I did not order this.
Okay, one second, ma'am. Okay. I do have your account pulled up, and that address is 2706 Burlwood Court.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I see here that the items that were ordered on this account for the Elvira facial moisturizing eye serum, they were
I
initially
don't even
ordered on the.
take stuff because I'm allergic.
Okay.
I did not
I
take a
do.
survey. I did not order anything.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Did you receive these items at all?
I received one package of some eye stuff.
Okay, now the items were initially ordered for $6.70 and $7.45. Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
I'm the only person in the house. I think I've had fraud on my account. And if y'all can't make it good, I'll contact the bank and they will get the money back.
Ma'am. Okay, if you don't recall placing this order and you don't recall paying the initial $6.70 and $7.45, we can proceed with this as a fraudulent claim. All cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, and any false claims of fraud can result in a penalty such as a fine. But as long as you're sure you didn't make that order, we'll go ahead and process the claim and process a refund for you.
When should I get the refund?
Would you like to continue with the fraud claim? Okay, I'll go ahead and put it through. Please hold. Thank you for holding. The refund has been processed and it'll take 3 to 5 business days, and we'll send you a refund confirmation email.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the customer service. Have a great day.